What do we know about the potential synergy between cetuximab and chemotherapy and irinotecan specifically in terms of sort of mechanisms of why it might be synergistic?
Not enough is the answer to that. I mean, why do you see a higher response rate in third line when CPT-11 by itself is about a 12-15% response rate drug? They progress on that. Then you give the same drug and add Erbitux, you get 23%. It does suggest that you're in some way inducing a dependence on the epidermal growth factor receptor. So those cells that are refractory to CPT-11 are maybe escaping CPT-11 through this EGFR pathway and therefore making it much more sensitive. But that's not the whole story, because you've got frontline data when Erbitux is added to FOLFOX chemotherapy, for example, or FOLFIRI chemotherapy, with very high response rates in the frontline. So there's got to be more than that induction of the EGFR pathway and dependence upon it. There really must be some synergy, as you put it, between chemotherapy and the EGFR pathway.
What do we know about cetuximab and other chemotherapeutic agents?
Well, with the FOLFOX regimen, for example, there's a very famous study, mainly famous because of its very high response rate, of combining Erbitux with FOLFOX, giving an 82% response rate in frontline colon cancer, just an unheard-of number for us in the colon cancer world. I like to joke that those are lymphoma numbers. And that data is what supported bringing Erbitux to the front line in the large cooperative group setting.